Some facts relative to the Loma Linda Medical College. Although numerous articles, in addition to the foregoing, have of late been published in our papers relative to this institution and enterprise, I find that a wrong impression still exists in the minds of some of our people, caused, no doubt, by a lack of knowledge of facts in the possession of the promoters of this enterprise, which have not appeared in any of the articles written for general circulation. It has been my privilege of late to read the numerous communications that have come from the Lord's servant relative to Loma Linda and the work the Lord designed to have carried forward at that place, and I find that not an important move has been made involving the outlay of means or the policy to be pursued, but what has back of it definite instruction, and in some instances, positive commands. The property was purchased in the first place by instruction from Sister White, by telegraph to secure the property without delay. Later, when visiting the property in person, she recognized it as one of the places she had seen nearly 2 years before in vision, and she said further, it was in the order of God that this property had been secured. The price we paid for the property was $40,000, and while it had cost the former owners who had fitted up the place for a sanitarium $150,000, it was still lacking one very essential feature of a well-equipped sanitarium, viz., well-equipped and commodious bath and treatment rooms. To make this and some other necessary improvements entailed an outlay of $40,000. Later, the liabilities of the institution were increased by the purchase of 50 acres of land adjoining the original estate and the purchase of water shares and rights. While all this has increased the liabilities from $40,000 to $124,000 as it stands at present, we are still $26,000 below what the property cost the original owners, while every dollar expended by the manager is a legitimate asset and has increased the value of the property in proportion to the outlay, so that while the institution is invoiced at only the original cost, it has a surplus of $34,000. Such management cannot be correctly classed as reckless or plunging, especially since back of each movement made, there is positive instruction from the Lord's servant to go ahead, even though you have to borrow the money. Additional property that she said at the same time should be purchased for the future good of the institution, but which was not purchased for lack of means and dread of increasing indebtedness, had increased in value fourfold, and in the way it is being managed will prove a detriment to our work. Loma Linda is today one of the most valuable plants in the denomination, and every Seventh-day Adventist should rejoice that God has given us so valuable a property for so small an outlay. The least estimate placed upon the value of the property by businessmen, not of our faith, is $250,000. While there was much criticism at the time the bathroom addition was made to the main building because of its size and expense, yet they have already reached the point in the increase of patronage where this building is taxed beyond its capacity. I speak of these things only that all may see that instead of plunging and reckless management, the most sanguine have failed to see in this enterprise what God saw in it, and through lack of faith and discernment, we do not occupy the vantage ground in this enterprise that it was our privilege to occupy. There is no enterprise that is being carried forward by us as a people at this time that lies nearer to the heart of Sister White than the Loma Linda Medical School, and she expresses most hearty confidence in the men who have borne the burden of this work. Although the enemy has succeeded in hindering and holding back this work by instilling unbelief into our minds, yet we can still redeem the time in a measure by rallying to its support with our means, our prayers, and our influence, and by encouraging young men and women of proper age and education, and who possess a good moral character, to attend either the medical or medical missionary course. The unbelief relative to this enterprise has not been confined alone to the business management, but has included our ability as a people to conduct a creditable medical school. While this, in point of fact, is still to be demonstrated to the satisfaction of all, yet those having full confidence in the statements made by Sister White and are willing to move out by faith will realize the fulfillment of every statement that she has made relative to other enterprises which to some seemed absurd and impossible of realization. In one of the most recent communications relative to this work, these words occur. We are not to accept and follow the views of men who refuse to recognize God as their teacher, but who learn of men and are guided by man-made laws and restrictions. I was shown how that in a special sense, we as a people are to be guided by divine instruction. Those fitting themselves for medical missionary work should fear to place themselves under worldly doctors, to imbibe their sentiments and peculiar prejudices, and to learn to express their ideas and views. It is not necessary that our medical missionaries follow the precise track marked out by medical men of the world. They do not need to administer drugs to the sick. They do not need to follow the drug medication in order to have influence in their work. The message was given me that if they would consecrate themselves to the Lord, if they would seek to obtain under men ordained of God a thorough knowledge of their work, the Lord would make them skillful. Some of our medical missionaries have supposed that a medical training, according to the plans of worldly schools, is essential to their success. To those who have thought that the only way to success is by being taught by worldly men and by pursuing a course that is sanctioned by worldly men, I would now say, put away such ideas. This is a mistake that should be corrected. It is a dangerous thing to catch the spirit of the world. The popularity which such a course invites will bring into the work a spirit which the Word of God cannot sanction. It is a lack of faith in the power of God that leads our physicians to lean so much upon the arm of law and to trust so much to the influence of worldly powers. The true medical missionary will be wise in the treatment of the sick, using the remedies that nature provides. And then he will look to Christ as the true healer of diseases. The principles of health reform brought into the life of the patient, the use of nature's remedies, and the cooperation of divine agencies in behalf of the suffering will bring success. I am instructed to say that in our educational work there is to be no compromise in order to meet the world's standards. God's commandment-keeping people are not to unite with the world to carry various lines of work according to worldly plans and worldly wisdom. Our people are now being tested as to whether they will obtain their wisdom from the greatest teacher the world ever knew, or seek to the God of Ekron. Let us determine that we shall not be tied by so much as a thread to the educational policies of those who do not discern the voice of God, and who will not hearken to His commandments. Shall we represent before the world that our physicians must follow the pattern of the world before they can be qualified to act as successful physicians? This is the question that is now testing the faith of some of our brethren. Let not any of our brethren displease the Lord by advocating in their assemblies the idea that we need to obtain from unbelievers a higher education than that specified by the Lord. The representation of the great teacher is to be considered an all-sufficient revelation. Those in our ranks who qualify as physicians are to receive only such education as is in harmony with these divine truths. Some have advised that students should, after taking some work at Loma Linda, complete their medical education in worldly colleges. But this is not in harmony with the Lord's plan. God is our wisdom, our sanctification, and our righteousness. Facilities should be provided at Loma Linda that the necessary instruction in medical lines may be given by instructors who fear the Lord and who are in harmony with His plans for the treatment of the sick. I have not a word to say in favor of the world's ideas of higher education in any school that we shall organize for the training of physicians. There is danger in their attaching themselves to worldly institutions and working under the ministrations of worldly physicians. Satan is giving his orders to those whom he has led to depart from the faith. I would now advise that none of our young people attach themselves to worldly medical institutions in hope of gaining better success or stronger influence as physicians. Our duty toward this enterprise. After carefully reading and comparing the foregoing brief history of this enterprise with what has been said about it by the servant of the Lord, it must be apparent to every unprejudiced mind that it has been, and still is, the mind of the Lord to have built up at Loma Linda an institution that would stand as one of His fortresses in this revolted world. The enemy, seeing the strategic point and the strength and power it would give to the Lord's work if successful, has planned for its defeat. And as in all of His other plans that have been revealed to us, He is endeavoring to use God's people in the accomplishment of His purpose. Unbelief and criticism have been the agencies employed. When he saw that a few persons had sufficient faith in the undertaking to go ahead and follow the light and instruction given, then he started the spirit of criticism against these people, hoping thereby to destroy whatever influence they had, hedge up every avenue of obtaining means, and thus they would become disheartened and abandon the project. But the Lord has encouraged the faithful few to hold on, and Himself has opened avenues of obtaining means, so that the work might go forward and demonstrate to the unbelieving the importance of the place and the work He designed to have done. In every one of the world's great battles that have decided the destiny of nations, there have been special strategic points that were the key to the whole situation, and around which the battle raged with strength and fury. At such times it was expected that every soldier would do his duty, even if he knew it meant death to himself. For victory for his country and king was to the loyal soldier of more value than his individual life. In the struggle for the possession of Loma Linda, the Hill Beautiful, the enemy has thus far been defeated, but he has not given up the struggle. The battle is still on, and there is opportunity yet for every Seventh-day Adventist to show his loyalty to the King of Kings and his cause. It matters not what position we have taken in the past from lack of knowledge, or through the influence of others' unbelief or criticism. Loyalty now will be recognized, and we be privileged to share in the joys of triumph here, and in the rewards when they shall be meted out, when the final victory shall be obtained. But someone receiving and reading this leaflet may say, "I want to be loyal to God's cause, but what can I do? I am not on the ground where the conflict is going on. I am miles away. How can I help? Just tell me, and I will prove my loyalty." There are a number of ways in which you can be a help to the enterprise. First, by exercising faith in it yourself, and then by talking faith and courage to others. Second, by obtaining the names of the men and women composing the faculty and those connected with the business management of the institution, and remembering them in prayer at the family altar that they remain loyal to the principles of truth upon which the work is founded, and that grace and wisdom may be given to enable each to discharge his duty in that way and manner that will bring glory to God and honor to his work. Third, we can help by persuading young men and women of sufficient age and education, who possess a good moral character, to enter either the medical or the medical missionary course to receive a training, fitting them to take an active part in some branch of the Lord's work. Fourth, you can help by donating of your means to assist in the erection of proper dormitories for the young men and women connected with the institution as medical students and nurses, in the erection and equipage of a proper laboratory, and a small but well-equipped hospital. All of these improvements were planned for and sanctioned by the council spoken of in the forepart of this leaflet, and they are positively essential to the success and prosperity of the work, and each should be erected and equipped at the very earliest possible date. The dormitories are especially needed. The patronage of the institution has so increased of late that all the available room in both the main building and cottages will be needed for patients when the fall and winter trade comes on. Work is going forward on the young women's dormitory, but from lack of means to purchase all the material and employ a sufficient number of workmen, the work is progressing slowly. If these necessary buildings could be erected and equipped in the near future, the success of the enterprise would be assured, and years of annoyance and taxing labors upon the part of those in charge of the work would be avoided. I would appeal to the brethren and sisters into whose hands this leaflet may come, to think seriously and pray over the matter. The light has come. The situation and need is before you. And may it not be that the Lord has prospered you in your business and given you means for just such a need? May we not hope that someone will be moved upon by God's Spirit to donate a sum sufficient for the erection of the laboratory, $8,000, or for the erection of the hospital, $10,000. And thus have a permanent memorial in your name of your interest in this work. Please bear in mind, while considering your duty at this time, that we are all stewards of our Lord's goods, and that it is required of stewards that a man be found faithful. It is the Lord's cause that is at stake, and not man's. Time is very short, and what we do must be done quickly. May the Lord grant each one of us grace and wisdom to so act in a time like this, that when the final separation takes place, we shall have the well done said unto us, and we have an abundant entrance into the kingdom, is the prayer of your fellow servant, Irwin, President of the Board of Directors of the Loma Linda College of Medical Evangelists.